Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Pilot Sports, and After Further Review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate with Butter Baby.
GQ Pilot
Radio.
GQ Pilot Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Half-Pipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Call in.
Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay.
Yo, what it do? What it be like? It's your boy Mike Hands, a.k.a. Mr. Fix-It, 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, them recording generals and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when I have the further review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's with
GQ
and direct right now, man. It's Tuesday, 8 p.m. You know what it is, man. After Further Review is in the building, man. TQ Palace Radio, TQ Palace Sports, After Further Review. We got the mayor in the building. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Hopefully we got a live one popping off for you tonight, man. A lot of things going on. NBA draft lottery about to pop off as we speak. We'll keep you updated with that. NBA playoffs game 2, Eastern Conference Finals, Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat. We'll keep you posted on that. That tips off at 8:30. A lot of things going on, man. It's Hip Hop Appreciation Week, and after further review, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that, man. Shout out to the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Did their thing last night, man. Stage 48. Expecting to have a guest host, a guest caller in tonight, man. You know what I mean? So we gotta chop it up, man, because it's Hip Hop Appreciation Week. So let's get this thing popping, man. You know what it is, man. The mayor's in the building. After Further Review is in your hair and in your eye. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. If you just want to hang out and listen, man, got no problem with that either, man. Salute to you for listening and taking the time out to check out the mayor. All right, let's get busy. NBA playoffs, man. Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2 about to pop off in a little while, about 8:30 in Indiana. Pacers have a one-game lead over the Miami Heat. To me, they played their most convincing game in the playoffs, man. Atlanta and Washington, they just kind of slept walk through both of those series right there. And I think that, the Indiana Pacers played their most complete game. You got a full game out of Lance. You got a full game out of Roy Hibbert. You got nice games out of George Hill. Paul George even brought the funk a little bit. So I'm thinking that Indiana, you know, might want to do some things. But tonight is a very important game. They want to get on and take the series up 2-0 and see what Miami's going to do from playing from behind. got the mayor in the house real quick, man. I'm going to run through the little monologue right quick because I got my guest caller. He's in the building, man. So we're about to do this real quick, man. NHL playoffs, you know what it is. Rangers up 2-0 on Montreal Canadiens, man. Blackhawks up a game on the Los Angeles Kings. Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals in the building. Shout out to Minnesota, man. They got Super Bowl 52. They won over New Orleans, so Super Bowl 52 will be in that new stadium in Minnesota. WNBA, we're going to get into a whole lot of stuff, man. Baseball, you know how I do it, man. I hold it down. Shout out to War Room Sports, man. I see you, Dev. Shout out to the homies over there at Sunny Cruz, the Partly Sunny Cruz show. I rocked out last night with Sunny Cruz and Wacko Bob and B. Fernandez and all of them. So we ready to get this thing popping, man, and I got my guest caller on the line. You know what I mean? So we just waiting for him to come on through. So we're gonna do what it is right now. I can't hear the bell, man. You got to step up the game with the bell. Greg, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
What's going on, Chris, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm chilling, doing my show. What's good?
It's all good, man. I just wanted to reach out to you and congratulate you and let you know. I'm sure I speak for the whole family. We're proud of you, bro. You're doing your thing, man.
Right. Appreciate you, man. No doubt, man. Anything you want to get into right quick? Because I got my guest caller on the line. And I just wanted to, you know, if you want to hang out, it's all good. We got 2 hours. So if you want to hang out, it's all good, man. And I'm doing my thing, man. So everything is everything, man.
Not a question, man. You got love coming from all the family, man. Down here in Raleigh, we respect you.
That's what it is, man. So hang out, man. Let's do what we do. My guest caller is on the line. Is he in the building? Lord Jamal Brand-Nubian. Is he in the building? Can we get the bell for my man, Lord Jamal Brand-Nubian, so we can get this thing topped? All right. That's what's up. Can I get the bell? That's what it is, man. All right. You know what it is. I just got to introduce my man. This is my dude right here. Hip-hop legend, walking, talking, breathing. Give you a response when you ask a question, most definitely, most assuredly. One of my favorite groups of all time, but we're going to get into that a little later. It's Hip Hop Appreciation Week. I wanted to chop it up with him. Lord Jamal Brand-Nubian, man, welcome to the bigger show, man. What's good?
Peace, it's good, it's good.
Peace, man. We're going to dive right into it, man. I know, you know, I see you on Twitter. I see you on Facebook doing your thing. You hold it down for the Knicks. You hold it down for the Jets. The draft, just the NFL draft just passed. Was there anything that interests you, being that, you know, you got the three-headed monster out there right now? You got Michael Vick, you got Geno Smith, and you just drafted Taj Boyd. So did anything, you know, was anything of particular interest to you as far as the NFL draft and your New York Jets are concerned?
Well, actually, I mess more with the Giants than the Jets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
For me. But, you know, that Michael Vick move, though, that was interesting. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And there was, like, something happened over there. You know what I mean?
Right.
With them. You know?
Yeah. It's really going to be interesting.
Mad at Michael Vick as
you're going to have to hold on because I got my guest caller on the line, okay? Yeah, that Michael Vick move is definitely going to put some heat on Geno Smith, man, and hopefully he'll step his game up. And they got a three-headed monster because they just went and drafted Taj Boyd. But you say you mess with the Giants, so Odell Beckham, a nice little target there for Eli Manning to work with, man, and hopefully the Giants can step their game up and Eli will get his colors right because, you know, he was throwing a lot of interceptions last year, whatever. But we got a lot of time to get into that. But what I really wanted to chop it up with you about, I got Lord Jamal on the line with me, Brand-Nubian. You're listening to After Further Review, man, GQ Palace Sports in the building. You know, The big situation scenario going on surrounding the NBA, man. I really just wanted to get some real insight from you and what you thought about the whole scenario going on with Donald Sterling. And as of right now, the update is they're going to have a hearing on June the 3rd. Actually, what they're going to do is take the vote to get him out of the NBA, you know what I mean, for real, for real. But he's going to, you know, we already know what the situation is. He's going to fight it and contest it. So I just wanted to know, you know, from your standpoint, because I know you're very, very vocal about things that's going on, and really you talk truth to power, my dude. So I just want to kind of give you the floor and let everybody hear your opinion on how you feel about that whole situation with the Clippers and Donald Sterling.
I mean, you know, there's many different issues that whole story brings up. You know, we got privacy issues that surround the story. We have, you know, hidden racism, you know, that's coming to the forefront. There's a lot of different angles that you can look at that story. You know, the obvious one is the fact that, you know, the dude said some real racist shit.
Watch your mouth. Got kids listening.
Okay, pardon me. He said some real racist nonsense. And, you know, it's like we live in a society where we pretend that doesn't exist anymore. You know, people like him, you know, prove to you that it is. And he said in what he was saying that it's a culture. You know, he's not the only one. It's a culture. He had people calling him. Who are these people that were calling him, harassing him about the fact that, you know, she's posting and posting up with black dudes on Instagram? You know what I mean?
Yes,
what about these Jewish people where he says in Israel black Jews are treated like dogs? What about that? Nobody's even talking about that. They focus on Sterling like he's the lone gunman, like he's the Lee Harvey Oswald of racism, and we know that that's not true.
Okay, that's right. I mean, that's why, you know, I wanted to get you on, man, because I knew you was going to definitely add some, you know, go a little deeper in depth into it and kind of like really, really talk truth to the power of the situation. Now, you said that, you know, how they obtained the tape or whatever was kind of illegal. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? Because I just want to get your opinion on it, because I have an opinion on about that as well.
Well, that just speaks to also how we live in an age of technology, and everybody got phones and cell phones and camera phones, and now you got watch, you know, cameras and all kind of stuff, Google Glass. So it's like you can't, you know, this is putting people in a position that they weren't in before, as far as
a position of power. You think
you say in this world, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if you're not ready to stand by what you say, then don't say it.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And don't say it. Like, so if you're not going to stand by what you say in private as well as in public, you know what I mean? Then don't say it.
That's right. There you go. Right now you're tuned in to After Further Review, GQ Palace Radio. We got Lord Jamal Brandnubian in the building, and he's really, really touching on something already that I kind of like want to talk about, because a lot of people were saying that, okay, well, how the tape was obtained, and he was having a private conversation and this and that and the third. My opinion on it was, if that's how you really feel about me, I would like to know that, regardless of how it was obtained and who said it. And if you really didn't want nobody to know, you got to keep that to yourself, because you're not going to tell on yourself. Okay, we already knew, because he had a history of, you know, racist, you know, a situation that put himself behind, the, you know, in the crosshairs of somebody who's not to really be dealt with on that type of level. So for some, you know, for people to say, well, he was having a private moment in his house. Nah, I'm not buying that, because I would rather know how you feel about me. Don't play one way and then turn around and play another way behind closed doors or when I'm out of earshot. That's what I just didn't really understand. He said it, and he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. So now you got to deal with it. So don't worry about how it was obtained, because somebody could have been walking past his window or whatever and heard him saying that, but he could deny it because it's not on tape. The only proof that we have on it that it's on tape, and you said it, and you're not denying it. So rock out with that and handle your business. So I just didn't understand where people were coming off saying that they obtained it, you know, illegally, and it was a private conversation. I just didn't understand that part right there, Jay.
Be careful of how it's obtained also. Okay. You know, you do have the government that's abusing their powers of surveillance and all that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, that's an issue that you have to look at too. You know what I mean? We don't know that she is the one to take this. Like, what if, you know, what if the FBI supplied this tape? We don't know who
It goes deeper. It could have been gained in other ways, and that's what we have to worry about too. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
I got a question. Does anybody realize?
Hold on 1 second with your question. 1 second. I just got to get this conversation out, and I got questions. I got other people holding. Kia, I got you. I see you online. Hold on. I got you. I got Lord Jamar, Brand Newman in the building, man. We talking about a situation that people are kind of like up in arms about, but we want to get into the real deal with it. You know what I mean? We don't want to just scan over the surface. That's why I got my man Lord Jamar, Brand Newman in the building to talk truth to the power. Real quick, Jay, man, just want to shout you out, man. Salute you, man. Knew y'all did your thing last night. Shout out to Poobah. Shout out to Sadadak. Shout out to Alamo, the whole Brand Nubian team. I know y'all did your thing at the Hip Hop Hall of Fame last night. And it's Hip Hop Appreciation Week, so I just want to get that out. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Greg, go ahead, man. What's your question real quick?
Nobody realizes who he was talking to. He was talking to his daughter, wasn't he?
He was talking to his so-called girlfriend, his concubine.
Okay, yeah, that's supposedly a private conversation, but bottom line is his true feeling. And his wife is going to actually contest the ownership of that club, or that ball club.
Yeah. But what we're talking about right now is the fact that, you know, it might have been a private conversation if you want to break it down to the most technical term about it, but you said it out and loud and it was heard, and it's in perpetuity now. Now it's on tape. You can't deny it. Somebody was walking past saying, I heard Donald Sterling call me out my name. He's going to deny it. Where's the proof? That's the first thing they're going to say. Where's the proof? You got proof now. You got tangible evidence. Now you want to go into, well, it might have been on tape this way. You said it. That's the bottom line. All that other fluff and all that nonsense, that's cool, but the bottom line still remains. After you remove all of that, he still made the statement. So that's where I'm at with it. And I just wanted to really, you know, speak with Jamar. I knew Jamar was going to, you know, really, really, you know, do away with all the dirt and the dust and the grime and all the fallacies about it. And I appreciate you calling in, my G. So Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. You still on the line? All right, that's what it is. So we're here in the building, man. After further review, GQ Palace in the building, man, holding it down. So, Jay, man, so what do you think, if you were in Adam Silver's shoes, what would you have done? You know, would you have waited a few days to get the voice recognition expert and made sure that the voice was his and all that? Or would you have reacted a little bit more quickly because knowing that, you know, suspensions, you don't take 2 or 3 days to suspend someone. For example, Jimmy Butler and Nene from the Washington Wizards, they had a confrontation. The day before that Donald Sterling tape was released, Nene got suspended the next day. So, I mean, on the court, off the court, as an owner, you're supposed to be setting the example. And if you don't, then I don't, you know what to tell you. But they really killed me with the voice recognition expert, and they really had to get down to it to make sure it was this guy.
Nigga, you knew that was him. How many times you been on with him? I don't need no voice recognition.
Right.
That was him, and I never heard him talk before in his life before that. You know, I'm not gonna put myself in the shoes of some white man who's at the head. So I don't care. I don't know what Sterling would do. I can't put myself in his shoes. But the shoes I can put myself in is that of the players.
Okay. What would you have done? Would you? I thought that little protest was kind of weak. That's just my opinion.
That was lame. That was like, come on, man. Like, what kind of protest is that? Like, you know what I mean? When
struggle requires struggling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all even for one game, you know what I mean? Just
yes,
said,
sir.
You know what? As a protest, nobody's playing. If y'all would have said that, nobody's family would have not.
Thank you.
Say that again,
my dude, because I don't think people understand that.
This term of, yo, my family got to eat, that's just another word for saying I got to sell out. You know what I mean? That's just another word for selling out. It's a code word.
Yep.
Okay? Like, y'all could have made a real protest. Y'all could have made
a real protest
and said, listen, man, you know, forget all this turning your shirts inside out and all that.
They took it to the crisscross chamber.
We're going to hit you. It's where we know it hurts the most, and we're not going to play this game tonight in protest of, you know,
what this dude said. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
That would have been something. That would have been really put. And who knows what would have happened? Maybe they you would have got sued for doing it. So what? Like
right.
that's part
you took a stand, and you still
can't
play your principles. That's right.
Without consequences, and you
mm-hmm.
can't be those consequences.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I said that from the door, man, you know, and I got kind of like, you know, people was kind of looking at me sideways like, you know, they got to eat and how they going to feed their kids. And they got 40, 50, they sitting on $40, $50 million in the bank. One day wasn't going to hurt them. And then that would have really got the NBA's attention. That's just my thing. You got to take a stand for some stuff, man. That's just where
so
I was at with it.
One player on a team is getting about $350,000 a year.
Okay.
So don't act like you were that dude that started.
Yep.
That's a big corporate job. If you get $350,000 a year, that's corporate money right there. What are you talking about? Like, nobody's going to starve, even the lowest player. That's what I'm telling you. And a lot of these guys are getting millions, like you just said. You know what I mean? Obscene amounts of money.
That's
so
right.
By doing that, man, nobody's family would have starved tomorrow, the next day, or even next week.
That's right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's keep it real. Like, you know what I mean? You
so, I mean, Jay, so what do you think, really, what do you think is the disconnect, man? Because, again, man, you know, we come from a certain era, you know what I mean, where people, you know, take and believe in principles, man, and I think that, you know, they kind of missed the boat on this one. A real important statement could have been made. But where do you think that the emphasis, you know, started to drift away from the principles and started to drift back towards the, oh, it's all about me and I got to do what I got to do? Where do you think that they got the wires crossed at, man?
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's not just an NBA thing. That's a people thing as a whole, the way they have our mentality right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to go for self. Look at hip-hop. Look at the heyday of hip-hop. Some of the greatest hip-hop artists and songs came from groups. Now it's... You'd be hard-pressed to find a hip-hop group. Why? Because everybody wants to go solo. Everybody wants to go for self. Everybody wants to get the more money. Why should I put up this money with these other dudes when I could just get this money by myself?
That's
you know what I mean?
Is.
So everybody's on some real self-serving instead of service to others and playing as a team. Which, you know, which in sports you are supposed to play as a team.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you how to play as a team on the court, but when it comes to off the court, you know.
Is everybody going for Philadelphia? Yo, I got El Slate. You in the building? Slate, what's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's good? All right. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
I'm chilling.
All right, Slate, what's happening, man? I got Lord Jamal, man, in the building with me, chopping it up, man. Angie, you there?
I'm here.
All right,
I'm
thank
here.
You for calling, checking the Bigger Show. Greg, you still with me, man? That's my big brother in the building holding me down. Angie, thanks for calling. Slate, thanks for calling. I got Lord Jamal in the building with me, man. Hip Hop Appreciation Week. We just chopping it up on the Donald Sterling situation and among other things, you know what I mean? So we here, man. So, yeah, Jay, man, basically, again, man, I just, you know, we talked about how, you know, doing more than a crisscross statement would have, you know, had a bigger effect on the NBA, and I think that they would have had to react in a much faster capacity, and they would have had to really, really come to some kind of decision on what they wanted to do. So I think that at the end of the day, man, Donald Sterling's going to, you know, stretch this out. He's going to, you know, ride it out, and the decision's going down June the 3rd. The vote's already in, but he's going to, you know, the lawyers have already asked for a three-month extension. So, you know, they're gonna try to ride this out to the fullest.
You're not even sure that they could really force them out. I'm curious as to how, because it has to be, 75% of the owners have to vote for him to get out. I wonder what the vote's going to be.
It's 22 out of the 29 remaining votes. They got 22 already, Jay. They got 22 already. It's 22 out of 29.
Votes?
Yes, sir.
22 out of 29. Okay.
Yeah, you know why? You know why it's like that, right? Because everybody else is afraid of being exposed.
Oh yeah, because you know that's what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
that's what they're gonna expose.
On run.
They're gonna expose.
You want this?
They're going to expose whoever, you know, voted on the Sterling side. So now you're looking, you're being looked at, and you're going to be scrutinized now.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. But like as Jamar said earlier, you can see what it is.
Oh, we
you know
already
I mean?
Know
I don't need
what
no
it is.
Secret vote or trying to find out who voted for and who voted against. We know what it is already. So when that vote, when the vote goes down June the 3rd, okay, he's got 10 days to respond. Whether he's there or not, they already got the vote in. They're going to vote him out. So
right.
Then he's going to turn around and sue the NBA on June the 4th. He's
right.
Going to turn around and sue them.
Right.
So that's where the BS is going to come in the game at.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a long, drawn-out process, but then where does that leave, you know, Doc Rivers or Chris Paul or Blake
right.
Griffin? You know, where does
right.
it leave those guys?
Right.
Are you expected to really turn around and say, well, I'm going to play for the Clippers, and if the Sterlings are connected at all by any, you know, a form of fashion, do you still want to play for that team?
Here's the big question, though. Do they go with the loyalty or do they go with the money? Which would they put first? You understand?
Yeah,
so
I
like,
hear you. Kia, what's good?
I
see you. What's good? Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you for hanging out. Yeah, I got Lord Jamar in the building, brand new. And I got the lines is growing up already, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening, man. Shout out to everybody that's calling. Slate, what's good, man? You want to put your two cents in? Because it's going to be busy tonight, fam.
I just want to say peace to the God. What's going on, Lord J? How are you, fam?
Peace, how are you?
I'm chilling, man. Just chilling.
And Slate, you got an opinion on we just really talking about this Donald Sterling thing. We gonna you know give it a few minutes and keep it moving, man. How we doing? But
I mean,
just wanted to you know get your opinion on you know where you are with it. They're doing the vote on June the 3rd, and they're trying to get rid of this dude on June the 3rd. He's gonna turn around and sue on June the 4th. So I mean, what's your opinion about it? Did they move in a timely fashion, or are they dragging their heels, or what? What's your opinion on that?
Of course they're dragging their heels. It's the good old boy mentality, man. It just bugs me out how when something like this comes to the forefront, we as black people get all up in here to act surprised. Like, you know, like Malcolm said, it's the chicken coming home to roost because he's not the only owner that feels that. He's just the only
My point exactly.
That's all it is.
That's what
he
it
just,
is.
He just got caught.
Remember, he's a lawyer, so he's not going out like that. He's
mm-hmm.
going to drag everybody down with him he can. And a lot of them owners got skeletons, big cemeteries in their closet, too. And he's scared of what this dude may say. He's like the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to pacify him and give him some type of package to out him when they should just kick him out straight up. But it's not going to happen. Watch what I tell you.
I can rock with that. The settlement thing, just to kind of like, you know, cut the losses and do what they need to do. Kia, I know you got an opinion about what's going on, but before we get into that quick, the Cleveland Cavaliers got the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery. The Cleveland Cavaliers, got the number one pick.
I'm just watching this. It doesn't make no sense that they got that pick again. I'm past
yeah,
that
so what's
one,
on
right?
your mind? What's good? You know what we're talking about? I got Lord Jamar, special guest in the building. And, you know, the lines is lit up, and the usual suspects is here. So what's on your mind?
What are you talking about? The Donald,
yes.
Sterling case,
yes.
right? I think they got to go by that owner's manual about disbarment and kicking him out. I think they're going to go by that, and they have every right to go by that. I don't,
mm-hmm.
I don't, it's going to be very interesting to see what leg he has to stand on appeal. I'm trying to understand what is he going to sue for? Everything is in that contract, that
right.
bylaw. Everything is in there in black and white. There's
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out the legs that he's going to have to argue this against the NBA.
From what my man Carlos at the NBA office, shout out to Carlos, man, NBA.com and all that. He's like, man, he's saying it like this, basically. You know, he really doesn't have a leg to stand on per se, Kia. But he's gonna his lawyers, and like Slate said earlier, he's a lawyer. They're gonna harp on the subject of what did he really do that was wrong.
Right.
He made a statement. He made a statement, like Jamar said earlier, he made a statement in the privacy of his own home or whatever the case may be. His
well,
statement
sue the lady
was
who recorded him then. We sue her for leaking that out, just like that lady that
there
reported
you go.
That they gave up that Jay-Z and Beyonce video. She got that $250,000, but she lost her job. You know what I'm saying? Listen, sue her. She the one who told on you.
Yeah, so That's where we're at. And right now, they're going to have the vote on June the 3rd. They already got the 22. They need 22 out of – they got 22 out of 29. That's a 75% vote. They're going to take the vote on June the 3rd. Donald Sterling is going to be removed. Donald Sterling is going to be removed as owner of the Los Angeles Clippers on June the 3rd. And then he's going to turn around and sue the league on June the 4th. Tell you that's how it's going to go down.
Can they take his team in a regular court of law? The NBA is one thing. They can say and do what they want. Okay, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But can in a regular court of law, this can be dragged out, man.
Yeah,
nothing
it's
going to
be. And I think that's the plan.
No. Because it's going to be a special mediator because it cannot because it's in the same bylaws that he has agreed upon when it comes to terminating owners.
Why are they out already then?
The letter of the law is he agreed upon it, and when they try to get rid of a certain owners or owners break the laws or whatever, they go by a guideline that they use to kick them out the league or expel them from the league. He is one of these owners that signed the same agreement.
So he knows what
he's gone after that date.
Right.
I bet you he's going to be in there longer than that date. I guarantee it. He is not going to be just terminated
he cannot be because, like I said, he can't. As when the commissioner, made that statement that he can't even sign checks. That's once the ruling came down about him being, you know what, he can't sign, have anything to do with any NBA at the office here in New York. He can't even step foot on that premises. He already knows that. Come on.
His lawyer just asked for a three-month extension, though.
Yeah,
even if they force him to sell, he still wins. He worked this team for like $12 million, and now it's worth like $700 something million?
He might get a billion out of it.
That's
he might get a billion out of
billion
it. That's why you know, it's going to really get crazy in a little while.
That's over half a billion dollar come up.
Yeah. Yo, you're listening to After Further Review, man. GQ Power Sports. We got live when I got Lord Jamar Brandnubian in the building, man. The lines is lit up, man. I got the usual suspects in the building. Slate's with me. Kia's with me. Shout out to my big brother Greg for touching there. Angie's in the building, man. It's about to get live and popping. So you know what it is, man. We on the subject right now. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals about to pop off. Heat and Pacers. Real quick, going around the board real quick. What did you think about Game 1? Kia, I'm going to let you set it off first. Real quick, Game 1, Heat and the Pacers.
Well, you know what? They came. I'm glad they came. And whatever focus they had on that, their first series, the first round happened to playoff, they put it behind them. They came to play, and they won that Game 1. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, all right. Slate, what's good, man? What's your opinion on Game 1, man? Did you see what you expected out of Indiana? Did Miami let you down? Did Lance Stevenson show up? What's the situation? What you feel about that?
You know, I'm laking out, so I'm just loving it. I forget the heat, no three-peat, dead all that. Mm. Let's keep it moving. Mm. Indiana all day.
That's what it is. I see you. But, yeah, man, so I don't know if anybody else has an opinion on. I don't know if Lord Jamar want to add an opinion on what happened with, you know, his opinion on the Miami Heat or whatever, what's going on in the Eastern Conference Finals.
My Knicks ain't in it, I don't care.
Okay, I see you. I got you. I got you. You said it's a Knicks day rocket. We got our own problems. I'm with you on that one, my dude. I'm with you on that one. But real quick, man, Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals. Indiana played their most complete game in the playoffs. They walked through series with Atlanta, and they walked through series with Washington. And this is where they ended up, you know, where everybody thought they were going to end up at the end of the season anyway, Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. They had a complete game. Lance Stevenson, you know, went through the week talking about, you know, Dwayne Wade's knee and how he was going to take advantage of it. And I think that Lance Stevenson really played within himself. He didn't, you know, blow up. They didn't really get emotional. Things happened. They kept that little double-digit lead. They played ball. They found the open man. They played ball. So now, you know, Miami, it's not like they haven't been down in series before. But to me, this is a very important game, Game 2 coming up in Indiana. They got a chance to kind of, like, put their foothold on this series and kind of, like, put Miami in a position that they're not accustomed to being in, which is down 2 games to none. But if Miami wins tonight, all bets are off. We're back to status quo. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to throw that in there right quick, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. Yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers got the number one pick in the lottery. You know what I mean? I was rocking with Orlando, but, you know, that's a crapshoot in itself. So Cleveland, somebody's going to get, you know, probably Andrew Wiggins will be playing, rocking with Kyrie Irving next year. So that's something else we got to look at, Jay. We got to watch the Cavaliers get better than us right before our eyes, because we're not working with nothing right now. You know what I mean? Besides Phil Jackson, and he don't want to touch the court. He want to stay upstairs, you know, where it's safe at, and I personally have a problem with that. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
I mean, we definitely need a point guard. You know what I mean? We need somebody to run
somebody
that team needs to be run.
Right. Somebody that's going to really, make the garden that place to be, man. It hasn't been that way in a while. They try to, you know, put Carmelo on us and this one and Amari Stoudemire and this one and that one. I just think we got to build from the inside out, man. You know, we need a point guard in New York City, man, that people respect. You know what I mean? That's going to put some fear in somebody's heart. We don't have that. We haven't had it in a while. And it looks like it's going to be a little while before we get it again. But I definitely have faith in my team, man. And I just keep it in his real perspective. We talked about this 3 or 4 years ago, man. If Phil Jackson was going to come back to the situation, he needs to come back as a coach. We never talked about him being the president of basketball operations or being upstairs, the VP. We never talked about none of that. So now, you know, you got it, but you really don't have it. So, and again, Phil Jackson's not going to tie his rope to any losing situation. Phil Jackson
exactly.
Never coached any losers.
He only coached bomb squads. That's Phil's problem. Phil ain't coming back to coach the Knicks. Y'all ain't deep enough. He only coached bomb squads.
Right.
Even the teams he had. Phil's a good coach, like 13 chips and 13 chips or whatever. But listen, I could have coached them teams. Know when to call timeout and let them run. Like, come on, who can't do that? Phil, like, start something from scratch. Larry Brown is Phil, if you want to impress me. All this Zen Master stuff. And I'm a die-hard Laker.
Right.
But you come in with Kobe and Shaq in their prime, like, come on, man. That's not a false
thing. Phil Jackson is the type of dude, though, he just benefited from being present. Just like you said, you got Kobe and Shaq. You had Michael Jordan. Like, I could have been the coach and won all those games. You know what I'm saying? Like, all he was present. You know, he was just at the right time. You know what I mean?
And I mean, it's, like you said, it's real easy to say get the ball to Mike, you know what I mean, then get Dennis Rodman to get all the rebounds and Scottie Pippen to be, the sidekick or whatever and go win three rings and retire for 2 years and come back and win three more. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. And I'm happy that we got Phil Jackson, but I'm not satisfied? Nah, not in the least. You know what I mean? So we're gonna see what's up with that, man, with the Knicks. I'm a hockey dude, so I got to slide my hockey situation in there. Shout out to the New York Rangers, up 2-0 on Montreal Canadiens. They're doing their numbers, man. They really peppered Carey Price on Saturday. The Rangers won game 1-7-2. They won last night 3-1, so they take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's going to be a parade down Broadway. They're going to party like it's 1994. That's what the Rangers are going to do. And in the Western Conference, man, you got the Chicago Blackhawks with a 1-game lead over the Los Angeles Kings in the Western Conference in the NHL Western Conference Finals. Speaking of Western Conference Finals, we got the Western Conference Finals with San Antonio Spurs and Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't know what people's, predictions was for that series, but San Antonio did score a lot of points in the paint last night, and I was looking for Durant and Westbrook to show up, and it's going to be a long series, first of all, but I just think that I have San Antonio in six. I just want to, I don't know if anybody has an opinion on that, but I got San Antonio in six games, and they looked pretty good last night in the paint.
Yes, it's looking like that, man. That Ibaka thing was a heavy blow to lose because he'd be terrorizing them. And then you got, Ninja Turtle out there all playing all erratic. He can get to the cup anytime he wants, but he just got to calm down.
Yeah.
For real. You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to the homie Sugar Cane Leonard.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Sugar Cane Leonard in the building.
Oh, Kawhi was giving them
yes,
the
sir.
Business.
Kawhi's wild. And you know who else man,
was
playing? Danny Green, man.
Was doing this thing.
Danny Green hit a couple of big shots,
thing.
Too, last night.
Yeah, but Timmy Duncan and Kawhi Leonard and then little Walt above Tony Parker who was giving them the business.
That's what it is, man. So we live and direct, man. After further review, we got Lord Jamar from Brand New being in the building. Jay, man, how'd it go last night, man?
Oh, man, it was great. It was a great, you know, a great event. So a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, you know. Hip Hop Royalty was in the building. It was a good thing.
No doubt, man. And it is Hip Hop Appreciation Week, and we do that after further review because we definitely down with the movement, and we definitely support the culture and all of that good stuff right there. And again, man, I just want to thank you for coming through, man, and holding me down, man, real quick on the sports tip, man. So we're going to be all over the place with it. So rock out with us. We rock it. We here till 10 o'clock, man. After further review, GQ Palace Sports. After further review, the number is 646-200-3838. That's the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You got Lord Jamar Brand New being live and direct on the line. I got Slate in the building. Kia's in the building with me. Andy's holding me down. And you know how we do it. Real quick, I run through my baseball scores right quick, man. Yankees and the Cubs, no score. Bottom of the second. Bottom of the sixth inning, you got the Nationals 2 and the Reds 1. Top of the fifth, Orioles 6, Pirates 1. Top of the fifth, Blue Jays 6, Red Sox nothing. Top of the fifth, Dodgers and the Mets tied up. Top of the fifth, Miami Marlins 3, Phillies 2. End of the fourth, you got the Indians 5 and the Detroit Tigers 1. Bottom of the fourth inning, Atlanta Braves 4, Milwaukee Brewers nothing. Middle of the fourth, Oakland 3, Tampa Bay 0. Top of the third, Texas 1, Seattle nothing. Bottom of the second, White Sox 1, Kansas City Royals nothing. Shout out to my mans and them. Sunny, I did the Partly Sunny Cruz show last night. And, you know, I was holding down my numbers and doing what I do as usual on the sports tip, man. And a shout out to them, man. They do what they do over there. Shout out to B Fernandez, Wacko Bob, and all of them. And shout out to War Room Sports, man. I'm in there every other day, man, doing my thing after further review. You know how I get down. Real quick, Kia, I was trying to tell them about the Cleveland Indians. They trying to make a little run here. You know what I mean? Even though it's just, you know, they won a game last night. They're winning tonight against Detroit right now. I like the Cleveland Indians. I said that before from the beginning of the season started because I'm a baseball dude.
What's the score? It was 5-1, right?
Yeah, it's 5-1 right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm still waiting for your man from Detroit. I'm not going to give him no names because I'm not going to blow him up like that. You know what it is.
Well, he needs to be blown up because, like I said.
No, I'm not going to blow him up because I'll be doing him a favor. I'll be giving him shine, and I don't want to do that. I want to blow him up when he call here so I can really blow him up. That's how we do it here. After further review,
well,
we take no shorts.
I'm going to see how much they talk about Detroit today after that loss, if they get this loss.
Yeah,
tonight.
It is what it is. But, yeah, that's. I just want to give a little quick score update. WNBA jumped off this week, man. You know, I'm not getting into the power rankings yet because they only played a couple of games. New York Liberty in the building. Tina Charles representing in the first game with the New York Liberty. She came over from the Connecticut Sun. Yeah, we follow everything, Jay. I got everything covered, my dude. So we in the building, man. Real quick.
Boston, MMA?
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about, man.
Okay.
I was getting ready to get into that boxing thing.
Hey, how about we talk about your boy Michael Sam?
Okay. You want to go? We can talk about that. Let's get it. We can talk about it. I mean, you know, my thing with it, as we speak with Michael Sam on that topic, it's like, you know, he kind of like got, you know, no pun intended, his skirt pulled up a little bit with the Oprah situation and things. But I'm going to let you have the floor. What's your opinion on the whole Michael Sam scenario, man? And I like that you brought that up. Thank you.
Did you read the Matt Walsh article on it?
Yes, I did. I did. I did. I saw it on your page, and I did read it. It was the truth. It was thetruth.com. Yes, sir.
Exactly. It's like basically what the brother was saying is like, what is so brave about this? Other than coming out and saying you like to have relations with another man, like,
mm-hmm.
What is so brave about this? We're
right.
Not living in a time where coming out the closet, you know, you're going to be persecuted like Jackie Robinson or something,
mm-hmm.
in this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything, you're going to get rewarded. Your jersey's going to sell. The president's going to call you on the phone and congratulate you.
You're going to be followed around by Oprah.
Why is it brave?
Yeah.
Why is it brave to do something that everybody's going to reward you for? Like,
mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
And the question I had about it, you listen to After Further Review, GQ Power Sports in the building. The question I had about it, Jamar, was that, you know, at the beginning, he was like, he wants to be a private person. He just wants to be known as a football player, and he just wants to be acknowledged as that. But then you beat everybody in the head with your, you know, with your sexuality. And to me, that's like kind of like talking out of both sides of his neck right there. I didn't really get that. I didn't grasp the importance of knowing his sexuality, that what that had to do with you know, what he does on the field. And he still has to make the team.
Right. And from what I understand, he ain't all that anyway. He might not make the team.
He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. But how many times has the SEC Defensive Player of the Year ever been the seventh round draft pick?
None.
You know what I mean? So, I mean,
right.
Again, like, you know.
And they're trying to say now, is that because people were being homophobic and all that? You know, they always want to play the victim. Like, they put him seventh round because. Maybe it's just because he's a little small. He's not that fast. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's just not that good.
Could that possibly be it? You know what I'm saying? Could that possibly be a factor? You know?
We won't know until he get into camp and until he put on some pads and everything. And that deal with Oprah is postponed. I knew the Rams wasn't going to go by with that. You know, that wasn't even going to happen. And
But how it happened was kind of like funny to me.
It was shady how it happened.
You know,
the NFL saying that they didn't have it. They didn't know about it. The Rams, like, you know. And I think Fisher handled it like he said it. I guess the both agents, they talked that they're not doing this. They're not going to do the they're going to put it on postpone. No way the Rams are going to do this. And then have Oprah come on to this. No. They already said no.
But see, to me, Kia, is where this is where it kind of confuses me. Because are we supposed to have some kind of sympathy for this? Because they put everything out there that, okay, he's the first openly NFL gay player. Nothing came out about him having his own TV series and his having his own documentary. None of that came out until after he got drafted for business purposes or for otherwise.
Right.
But why are you beating me in the head? All I knew about was him being openly gay. What does that got to do with the price of tea in China, like Slate says? You know what I mean? What does that got one thing have to do with the other?
And then why we got to kissing this dude and all of that. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Man.
Like, how you be your own little private world? Like, but I don't need to see all that. Like, you know what I mean?
I want to know what makes his story different than anybody else's. There's plenty of stories that Oprah could have done or whatever. I listen, it's to each his own, but stop trying to force it on people.
And that's right. And the thing I want to kind of
do nothing but cheer for it. Then they act like you, something's wrong with you.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Jamal, say that again.
Say that one more time, my dude. I just want to make sure everybody hear that. Say that one more time.
If you don't do nothing but cheer for, you know, this gay agenda, this whole homosexual, agenda that they're pushing on us, then...
Mm-hmm.
They act like something's wrong with you. They're going to label you as a homophobe and somebody that's intolerant and all these other code words
that you
need to try to neutralize you.
I'm not even buying that no more. I'd be glad. You know what? I'm against reality. Athletes doing reality show. If you want to do reality show, retire, and then you can do your own reality show. I'm against reality show. You shouldn't be doing no reality show while you're playing and you're employed by whether it's Major League Baseball, NBA, or NFL.
Right.
You want to do reality show, retire, and then you can do all reality show.
His reality show is on that field. That's where the reality at. Let's see you do something on that field.
Yeah, but
he has
saying,
to make this team. He has to make the team. He has to make the team. He don't make the team. It's, you know what? And that's exactly why that whole thing was squashed. He's not doing the Oprah. Who's going to tolerate this? I don't think he thought the Rams were going to tolerate this.
How are you even going to focus to try to get on a team doing all that? I don't understand how he thought he was going to do that.
And again, like you said, Jamar's like, well, if you have any kind of, you know, negativity, or if you don't walk the line, or if you don't agree, kowtow to whatever's being said on that side, then something's wrong with you, which is totally, totally wrong. Because you're looking for a crutch, and that don't, you know, I don't care what you do. You could be gay, you could have 3 eyes, 12 arms, that's on you. You know what I mean? But we're not going to agree on every single thing. And that topic right there is definitely something that we're not going to agree on. I don't have no problem with you being like that. But just don't bring it in. I don't need to see you smashing cake in your boyfriend's face and slobbing them down. I don't need to see that.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
No.
I don't need to see all of that, yo.
I thing to say, and it, I just chime back to that, and that's what makes me laugh. And it's sickening, so I'm sarcastically laughing. But what makes me laugh is when homeboy, you know, when they showed that picture of him back and his boyfriend down, he goes, "Oh, I can't believe ESPN did this." Like, he couldn't believe that them big giant cameras that was there all day was still there recording. Like, what did you think they was in your living room for?
Yeah.
Like,
they followed you all day. What
exactly.
Makes you think they're going to stop taping in? Shut
right.
up.
This is what I'm saying. Did they say,
yeah.
all right, cut? Like, what did they do to let you know they wasn't recording no more? That's what they were there for all day.
It's like crazy.
Get out of here.
You're right.
You know,
you're
if
right,
you're not
man.
In the top, if you're not in
he
the top tier, you know it transfers to your crib, and they go there and follow you. They want you to be with your family and friends and so forth when you're picked or you get that call. So don't act like you didn't know why they were
he
there.
Knew.
Don't
he
act
knew.
Like you didn't
I don't buy that neither. I agree with you. He knew. And like I said, with
yeah.
that Arrington made that post.
One question.
He called him out.
What seventh rounder got all of that prestige and all of that
oh,
press?
Oh, my God.
That wasn't accidental.
What seventh rounder got the ESPN chilling in their crib
right.
waiting to see if they're going to get the call or not?
That's
like,
right.
Come on.
That's right.
Knowing is one thing, but actually seeing that is something different, and this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather not see it, period.
Okay.
You know what
I'm saying? And you definitely have a point, Andy, and I definitely agree with you. I'd definitely rather not see that either. You know, because
yeah,
I said it last week on the show.
I had to turn away every time I seen it. I'm like, I don't want to look at that because they want to assault your senses with those images. You see, because
mm-hmm.
once you see it, it's not unseeable. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? Once
yeah.
you see something, it's registered in your brain now forever. Whether
yeah.
you're concentrating it or not, it's there subconsciously. And
right.
that's what they're really trying to do,
right?
Is attack your subconscious mind.
And it's not even –
and
trying to make that a prejudice. That's not a prejudice. It's a preference. You understand what I'm saying? If I choose not to agree with his sexuality, I choose not
that's
to agree
choice.
With him. You know,
right.
and that doesn't mean I don't like him as a person.
Right.
It doesn't mean
right.
I don't like – talent, you know what I'm saying? They try. That's how they try to make it seem. You know,
hey, that doesn't even mean that I can't love you as a person. I could love you and not like your choices.
Right.
I can love you and not
right.
like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but they want to act like it's not a choice. They want to act
you
like
you can love someone and not like them. Period.
Exactly.
Right.
That's a fact.
You can't do that. You can love someone and not like them as a person.
That's a fact.
Exactly. And I could love you and not agree with you, too. You see what I'm saying?
I have a lot of guys that I know that
are
creeps. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
Every person that's on this call right now, we're not all fans of the same team.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But we can still sit here and say and talk about football, baseball, whatever
mm-hmm.
the case may be, without hating each other.
Right.
We're in disagreement. I like the Knicks. You like the Vets. You know what I mean? And
right.
it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they act like if I don't like the Nets because you like the Nets, then
something's wrong with you.
And I'm one of the worst people in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Hey, yo, Lord J,
I'm
glad you said that, Lord.
Biased, prejudiced person speak.
I don't agree with how they run their offense and their defense. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
No doubt. I'm glad you said that, Lord J, because homosexuality is the only time that the so-called founding fathers don't want you to be diverse. You know what I mean? That's when you must be with homosexuality. Like you said, you're a homophobe. You're a creep. You're a this. You're a that. You just can't
right,
have a difference of opinion.
To me, homophobia is actually the fear of speaking against homosexuals. That's homophobia to me. You know what I mean? That's what they're creating, a homophobia in people, where you're actually scared that
afraid.
Speaking
right.
against them, you're gonna
right.
get punished. Economically, you're going to lose your job. Something's going to happen to you
mm-hmm.
if you talk about it. At the very least, they're going to ridicule you. You
right.
know what I mean? So they're
well,
trying to create homophobia, but it's not the homophobia that they're saying it is.
Right.
It's actually, they might try to make you scared of them.
Ooh.
And that's been ironic because...
Let them break it down. Go ahead and break it down. Go ahead.
How is the sissy, how is the weaker person making the hard dude scared of them?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? What kind of psychological mind trick is that?
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Exactly
where
what
the,
it is.
The male is actually scared of the state of it. You know what I mean?
Having people afraid to voice their opinion of how they feel. So.
Right. And that's where we're at right now. And this is why when people like me come and start voicing their opinion, people are like, yo, he's crazy.
I don't think what's crazy
about telling the truth? Like, you know
right,
what I mean?
That's right.
It just seems crazy in an unauthentic world, in a world where everybody's not being their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fucking. Everybody's acting like they got more money than they really do.
Right.
Or you're pretending that you're single, or, you know, your girl is acting like her breasts are bigger than they are. Or whatever. Everybody's acting fake. Your hair color,
you just broke that down completely. You know, it's how you broke it down. But you got some people who can think they're breaking down something, but it sounds like pure nonsense. Pure nonsense when they break it down. Here you broke it down, we went, wow. Mm. And then some stuff you just broken down is where it's pure nonsense. You're like, what?
I mean, you know, it is what it is. When you conversate and you interact with people who have, you know, more than it's a common sense and more than the popular view on things, they want to talk about it from a realistic perception.
Right,
that kind of like you said, Keith, you stop and think. You be like, oh, snap, okay. Now you go back, you listen to this weirdo and talk a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. It's like, oh, this is some garbage.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're here, man. After further review, it goes down, man. I appreciate the brother taking time out of his busy schedule, man, and checking in. Indiana 18, Miami 10, first quarter, Eastern Conference Finals, man. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody's trying to be something that they're not. And if you're not on the popular bandwagon, then something's wrong with you. And basically, I never really, you know, subscribe to that kind of thinking. Because it takes away from who I am as a person. Now
exactly.
I'm doubting myself. What's going on with me?
Exactly.
You know?
Either you're going to hate me or you love me. You don't have to deal with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it just is what it is, man. And I appreciate the fact that we could really have a nice, you know, a dialogue, man, without, you know, getting into the accusations and you're this and you're that. No, all you're doing is speaking your opinion and it's the truth.
And that's it. You just you accept you accepted how he broke it down. You be like, wow.
Yeah. Because it's simple.
Right. And then you hear somebody else say, you be like, what the hell?
What are you talking about? Because you're talking all around the issue. The only thing they want you to do, the only thing they want you to do is agree with what they said. That's
absolutely.
All they want. They have no substance. They're bringing nothing palatable to the table. All they're talking is a bunch of rah-rah.
One at a time.
Come at me. They won't address the issue of what I'm saying. They'll try to attack you as a person. They'll be
mm-hmm.
like, oh, you're old, or, you know, you don't have a lot of money, or, you know, this guy has more money than you. And it's just like, you know, it's like, yo, it's
a travesty because people are so blinded by material things now, so they're giving up their loyalty. They're giving up who they are because of somebody else's money. You're counting their money. Counting their money. That's not yours.
And you're keeping yourself in the line in the hopes that they might share some of that with you.
There you go. The truth is being dropped tonight, y'all. Hope y'all paying attention.
I just think this whole situation could have came out about. He could have went a whole different way, this whole situation. He talked about, like you said, he talked about him wanting to be a football player first. And, it threw me off with all this other stuff, how he talked in combine. He didn't want too much reporters around him. He just wanted to concentrate. And then, you know, and what Arrington said, what he said in that post, he broke Sam down.
I saw that too, what Lamar Arrington said.
It broke Sam down. It made him realize, you come up here, you're a force. You right now, you're fake. In other words, you're fake.
Jamal, if you don't mind, my dude, if you could elaborate a little bit more on that article, man, where the guy was writing about and just basically broke down the real, you know, subject matter without any fluff or any diversions, man. If you could just break that article down one more time for me right quick, man. And I appreciate it, man, because I think a lot of people, you know, they probably saw it, but they didn't really get the gist of it.
Is it on your page, Mayor?
It's on Lord Jamal's page. It's the article, and I forget the author at this time, but it's a very, very good article,
Matt
and I think
Walsh.
That it needs to be discussed.
Matt Walsh. I mean, basically he was saying, you know, he's saying what we're saying right now. Like, you claim that this is your personal choice. They're like, okay, cool.
If that's your personal choice, but then why do I have to know about it?
Yes.
And why are people acting like what he did was so brave when he's being nothing but rewarded for it? Like, he got a show out of it, even though you said it's not going on, but Oprah wanted to give him a show.
Yeah.
The president talks about you and says that you're brave and you know. And the whole fact that a team took you, maybe you might not have got drafted, but now it seems like somebody had to draft you now. Yourself in that position where if they didn't draft you, it would have looked even worse. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That he was seventh round, he had to get drafted after announcing that early. Why didn't you announce it after you got drafted?
Right. Why didn't you keep it to yourself?
You wanted that to influence your draft.
That's what it seemed like. I think he's going to make it. I mean, after all, he is chasing men. What's better than that?
Oh, look at this.
That's right up
in the building. That's what it is.
That's what's killing me, because now everybody, my personal life, my private life, but you come to the public with it. So what are you expecting people to do? That's like Beyonce told the world she was pregnant, but didn't want everybody to respect her privacy.
You can't have it both ways.
That's an oxymoron. We're not going to do those.
You're screaming out for attention, but then you're telling everybody to get away from you.
I didn't see one other
image of a heterosexual man, like when he got drafted, start tonguing his girl down. I didn't see not one of those.
I said it like this, Jay. I said, yo, show me the WNBA draft. When somebody gets drafted in the WNBA and they start slobbing their girlfriends down. When, you know what I mean? You don't see that?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but you made a big public display. You didn't do it one time, Jamar. They did it twice. And then they did with the cake. That was even worse. I couldn't believe I was watching this.
As a heterosexual, your sexual preference isn't news.
That's true, too.
It's not. You right.
That's true, too. Yo,
you're
man,
right.
You
only when you're gay,
review,
that
man. We rocking the night, man. 9 o'clock
right,
hour.
Right.
We got Lord Jamar in the building, Brand Nubian. We got Slate in the house. Andy's in the building holding me down. Kia's in the building, man. The usual suspects is rocking. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. You want to jump in on the conversation? We live and direct right here till 10 o'clock, man. Press 1 to get in on the combo, and we got you. And as I say that, the bell is ringing. I got Q from Atlanta. Q, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's cracking? Hey, I appreciate y'all letting me shine some light on that. I want to give you guys a different way of looking at the whole scenario you just spoke about with the with that particular dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I done did a bunch of shows, and I said, you know what the sad thing is? Gay folks have turned into the new bullies. They're actually of this thought process where you have to. So let me take you back real quick.
Okay.
Frederick Douglass had two white women when he was talking to white people about equality. He had a white wife and he had a white mistress in the same house. All right? Now imagine if Frederick Douglass not only had that, but went to these white folks and said, you got to accept what I'm doing. You got to look. Imagine that. Now imagine if after a great Frederick Douglass speech, he tongue-kissed the mistress, not even the wife, in front of his white audience. See, gay folks always like to say they're just like black people. They're going through the things black people are going through. And here's the thing. Yes, gay folks have it hard getting their needs met. But here's the reality. Their rights were offered, and you can go look this up. Proposition 8 back in California, back in the 1986, 1989, they were offered their rights to be recognized as a union as far as getting their benefits and all that. They turned it down. Because Milk, the guy in charge back then, he wanted the word marriage included. So this is why it's not genuine when people say, hey, or at least when I go on shows and I bring this topic up, and people say, hey, we just want to be acknowledged. No, you don't, because you got offered that back in 86, 89, and you turned it down. So how is that genuine? And the second thing with my man tongue-kissing old boy, you guys said the same thing with the WNBA or anything that's anti-straight.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not promote that? Why does it have to be that type of thing? Anytime somebody gets a reward, he's hugging his girlfriend. He's proposing to his girlfriend.
Right.
But the sad thing with the new bullies on the block, they want to sit up here and force you to accept something and then get mad at you when you
don't.
Say, hey, you know, I don't want to deal with that. Here's my last point. Let's say a sister gets with a white guy. Does a sister have a right to go to that white guy's family and say, I need to be heard because in my family, I speak my mind? No. Nobody wants to go through all that. Billy has accepted you, and that's cool, but you don't need to rub it in everybody's face. So this is why gay folks is nowhere near like black folks, and they do this stuff, and I want you guys to look up this Penguin book because they tried this in California. They try things to try to force stuff on people and children, and then when you say, no, that's not cool, they get mad and upset. So look this up, Proposition 8, because in California they gave them two elections, you guys, two elections for California to accept what they want. And California as a whole said no. Now, California, the most acceptable place. But we said, no, we ain't going to ride like that. We'll give you the union, meaning that you'll be recognized as unionized and you'll get all the benefits. No, we want marriage. Okay, y'all not genuine.
Yeah.
It's disingenuous. So that's a different way to look at it through research on how these guys are the new bullies. They want to rush stuff down your throat, and then when you say, come on, can I not get that? Can I not see a black guy, you know, trying to, can I not do that? No, you don't have that right. Huh? So this is the problem.
You're absolutely right about Proposition 8. I already knew about that. And actually the way that homosexual, because in the 70s, before that time, like I think 74, homosexuality was put on the psychological register, whatever, as a mental illness.
They
bullied their way off of there. Okay, it was through intimidation and bullying is how it got taken out of the DSM or whatever it's called, to where it's not classified as a mental illness.
Well,
but it wasn't through any kind of research. It was just through bullying tactics. Like
because at the end of the day,
meetings and disrupted them and did all kind of underhandedness.
Because at the end of the day, when I took a psych class, I wrote a paper on the front. Now this is a little bit ew, but I wrote a paper on a lady in England who was the first woman to publicly say she felt that she was born to sleep with animals. This is her statement. She felt she was born to sleep with animals. And after looking at her life, what really happened was, which is a lot of gay people go through this too, but they don't like to admit it. What really happened was she had a traumatic thing going on between her father and her mom, and when she used to curl up crying in her bed, her puppy was the only thing that she had any type of recourse to. Through the years, she up there playing with the puppy. Next thing you know, she letting the puppy screw her in the bed. Next thing you know, in her mind, come 15, she believes she's born to screw animals. It's a traumatic incident, and you sat up here just like a dude. If you feel like you are powerless as a male, you think busting a nut is victory. You think every chick that you can get is a way to feel your power. But then you a janitor, and you ain't got shit going on in your life.
Watch your mouth.
I apologize.
All right, it's all good. But, yeah, man, right. I appreciate you, Q, man. You know, chiming in from Atlanta, man, and really, 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 you know, shedding some light on the situation. Proposition 8, California, you know what I mean? So we definitely have to, you know, do some research on that, you know what I mean? I appreciate Jay for adding on to it and saying that, you know, you already knew about the situation or whatever. Anything else you want to add on to the situation? Where are we now? So what are we, you know, how are we supposed to accept this? Are we not supposed to have our own thought? Are we supposed to just follow along and do the cookie cutter thing, or can we, you know, are we allowed to have our own, you know, thought process and even express those thoughts regardless of what somebody says? Because your opinion is just your opinion. I know how I feel.
Well, you don't have a right anymore. When you look at how that lady on Oxygen show got treated for just simply saying she don't want to see it like that, you saw how her co-host just kept belaboring the same sentence over and over again to the point where the girl couldn't talk. That's how we're going on this whole bully thing. And I'm going to hang up after I say this. It's just sad because you want to appreciate a fellow human being for whatever choices they decide to do, whether it's a dog or whether it's another gender. But when you got to sit up here and make you feel comfortable for what you're doing, when I got to stop my life to make you feel, ain't nobody stopping my life or stopping their life to make me feel comfortable about dating a white woman. Ain't nobody stopping a sister's life to make her feel comfortable about dating a white man or a white man dating. So why do we have to sit up here and make people feel comfortable for something that they decided to do? And they make this statement. Well, do you think I would have chose this if I had, we go through so much strife. Kelly, what? That's the most ridiculous statement on the planet.
You just added some more confusion to the issue with that.
Right. So,
yeah, man,
so, you know, I'm gonna back up. I just told this person because she was like a coworker who was gay. She said, "You don't like gay people, but you and I get along real well." I said, "I treat you as a human being. The thing I don't like is when you force me to have to deal with something that's going on with you. It's not fair to me. I can't change the fact I'm black. You can change the fact you're gay all day." And I'm going to leave you guys with this. I have dated plenty of lesbians who swear up and down they're lesbians, but they haven't had no attention from a man in so many years that when I put something in their ear, now they gravitate back toward some man activities.
Right.
You was never necessarily gay in the first place. You just ran into some people who didn't allow you to get your femininity on. But I'm going to go back and listen, you guys.
No doubt, man. Q, man, from Atlanta, man. Thank you for checking in, man. Appreciate you, man. You put it down tonight, man. Word up, man. Thank you for calling in, man. That's my man Q on the check-in from Atlanta. You're listening to After Further Review, GQ Power Sports in the building, man. We rocking tonight. Second quarter, Indiana Pacers 24, Miami Heat 22. That's a little quick score update right quick. We in the building, man. We rocking out, man. We all over the place with it. We touched on the Michael Sam issue. We touched on Donald Sterling. We could stay on that or we could go, you know, anybody want to, you know, throw something in. We could kind of like shift gears a little bit, man.
I'm like, wow, so many perspectives.
And very, very diverse and truth to power, man. You speak to, you know, you get this forum right here, and nobody's kind of like judging you. You can say what you want to say. Speak your mind. If you have an opposite opinion, if you feel like, you know, we coming from the wrong side of the tracks, shout out to Artifacts. Listen. 646-200-3838 is the math. You know what I mean? Get your call on. And let's rock out. I got Lord Jamar in the building, brand newbie, and I definitely appreciate your brother for hanging out. I got Slate in the house. I got Key in the building. I got Angie in the building. My brother Greg touched base with me. I got Q touching base from Atlanta. So, man, the lines is lit up. So they can do what it do. So we here. So anything anybody else want to add on to that?
That was very, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting because it's so many perspectives about this whole situation.
Hmm.
Y'all need to check out a book called The Born Gay Hoax. Okay.
Repeat that. The Born Gay Hoax?
And the H-O-A-X?
Yeah, you can get it. Okay. You can actually get the PDF free online. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Who's the author, Jay?
Who is the author? Man, I forget.
We'll get it. What does that book basically touch upon?
Well, man, it goes into the history of, you know, the homosexual movement in this company, in this country,
mm-hmm.
and how they came to power, basically, and helped to, like, you know, change definitions and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of like that, and use their bully tactics to get where they are right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
And but what I would have us look at as black people is, why are all these so-called first homosexuals in sports black people?
Hmm.
Why are they not white people who are now coming out the closet to be the first
in a major sport? Why is it black people being dunked? Mm.
I think that's a good question right there. You know what I mean? And why do you think that is, Jay?
Why is that? It's because black people are the most influential people on this planet Earth. You know what I mean? Hip-hop, especially, is the most influential music on this planet Earth. So if we can co-opt that, if we can get these people, the black people, and especially the hip-hop type generation to adopt this, then the rest of the world will follow suit.
No doubt.
Okay.
And no doubt. I mean, we really go in, man, after further review. We do the sports thing, but I definitely want to, you know, stay on top of this. And being that it's Hip Hop Appreciation Week, let's delve into that a little bit more, my dude. You know, I checked out the interviews when you was on Vlad TV. It's really speaking your mind, speaking the truth. You know what I mean? And the statement that you made now, I hear a lot being made by people on the other side, like, you said that, you know, white people basically are guests in the house of hip-hop, which is absolutely correct.
Right.
You know what I mean? And some people took it as to be a front to, well, you know, you had your Rick Rubins, you had your Beastie Boys, you had your this and that from the beginning, which is, you know, somewhat true. But again, it goes back to the origin, the beginning of it. So I would like for you to kind of, like, explain that and elaborate, man, and just give people a little more information that maybe haven't heard you on Vlad TV with your interviews and the thoughts that you put out there, man, because they're definitely correct and they definitely need to be heard. So I want you to, you know, give you the forum so you can do that, man.
Basically, you know, briefly, I said that white people are guests in the house of hip-hop, meaning that, you know, hip-hop is the intellectual property of, you know, young black and, you know, basically Puerto Ricans from New York City. You know what I mean? We the ones that started this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was an alpha male thing. This was something to try to stop the gang violence and all of that and channel our energies into something positive, you know what I mean, something creative, and it was a way for the disenfranchised to have a voice.
Right.
Now, that being said, you know, there might have been white people here and there, you know, as we're going along, beginning, but you best believe they were being ridiculed by their own people for liking that black music. You understand what I'm
that's
saying?
Right. Yeah,
so
that's
now,
right.
You know, now, however many years later, you have the benefit of, you know, being integrated, because we as black people are very accepting of other cultures, even when they're not accepting of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The same way I say that white people are guests in the house of hip-hop, black people are guests in the house of professional sports.
Mm.
Okay?
Right.
Even though we dominate these sports and make them better. Whereas the it's not true in the reverse. Like, white people coming into hip hop and rhyming doesn't make hip hop better.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes white people there, but it doesn't make it like, you know, like they'll act like Eminem is Michael Jordan of rap, but to black people he's just okay. He's just a regular rapper. He's not somebody to us that, you know, he's not even in my top 25. I'm not even gonna lie. But for white people, he's number one. And they'll say that he's the best in rap. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use sales figures to try
to justify
their argument. You know what I mean? But I say, you know, it's easy to sell, you know, matchsticks to an Eskimo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy to sell white self-esteem in a country where the majority of the people are white. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, it makes total sense. Right.
Of course your numbers are going to be high and all of that. But it's not like white people come to hip-hop and you know, elevate it as a whole and come in and dominate either. Like, dominate it and make it so much better. Like, professional sports would have failed if we were not integrated into them. All of them. Baseball, football, basketball.
They
you know what I mean?
Saw that. Yeah, you're right.
Hockey was their last shot. Still, the point man is now in hockey. And you give us enough time, if we really wanted to get down with that, we dominate that too. But there's a lot of things about that we just don't even want to deal with. We just let them have that. We went and came in and dominated golf. You know what I mean? Tennis. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, and we came in and elevated it in all kinds of ways, economically, like, you know, the viewership. Like, you wouldn't have this viewership if we wasn't there.
Exactly.
Now, you take white people out of hip-hop, it's still doing, it'll still do fine. Everybody will still listen to it. Records will still be sold and all that. We don't need you here, necessarily. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be here. You know what I mean?
But
you have to be respectful. You know what I mean? And when people like Macklemore come in and want to start making songs about, you know, same love and using our medium to promote your agenda, that's when I have a problem. That's when I have a problem. I'm not saying white people can't rhyme. I have white dudes that I work with. You know what I mean? In the studio. I let them rhyme, but you're not going to come in here rhyming about something that's not customarily proper within the culture of hip-hop. Okay? Nor am I going to let you come in here rhyming something racist against the black man.
Right.
Using hip-hop to do that. You know what I mean? But you got some racist rappers out here. You know what I mean? These Yellow Wolves and dudes like that. You understand what I'm saying? Rocking Confederate flags and all of that and trying to say they're not racist. But you in Alabama and all of this and you around hip-hop fans who are now racist against black people. But they like hip-hop.
Let me
ask you a question. When you address that to your friends that's trying to get in this mainframe, like you said, in rap, how do they take that what you said? How do they
what
come to when you talked about them being guests?
Any white person that I know personally that knows me, when I tell them that, they have no problem with that because they understand it. They know me personally, and they know that I'm not hateful towards them. I treat all people with respect. If you're homosexual, I don't care. I'm going to treat you with respect. Just like I said, I can love you but not like certain things about you. You know what I mean? And we can have respectful discourse, and they know that they're guests. I got white boys that if he was here right now, I'd put him on the line and be like, I know I agree with everything he says.
Okay.
I don't understand what the problem is. But see, the arrogance of the white man who feels like he has to own and control everything, and that when you tell him that he's a guest, that implies that he's not the owner and that he can be kicked out. You see, but when you're a guest at the hotel, at the W, or if you're a guest at a restaurant, you have no problem with that. You like being a guest, right? Isn't a guest treated with hospitality and all of that? You understand? What's the problem with being a guest in my house? When I say
can
you're
I ask
a guest,
this question,
I have no problem with it. But anywhere else, you'll pay top dollar to be a guest at the, you know, at the
Let me ask a question,
store,
please.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, man. Get your question in. Go ahead. Okay.
Because you don't like the position of power that I'm in. Because I'm saying that you don't own the house. And that's the arrogance in it. That's the racism that you don't even see. The fact that you're mad is the racism.
Go ahead with your question right quick, my dude.
All right. Here's my question. So in hip-hop, the way it used to be from Bambada to Jungle Brothers, what I noticed, there was a lot of black male empowerment. There was even when black males spoke about something on a sexual tip, it had a little elegance or a romance in it. But what I'm noticing now, what you're saying is they are guests, and I do agree, but even as guests and even as Latins who are guests also, they tend to speak to their empowerment of their genre better than the males who are in. It seems like the males are more of a bend-over, begging type of scenario than they are empowering. We are far and few in between of hearing cats who talk a $100 million conversation like maybe a Jay-Z or a 50. We got so many cats in hip-hop now who talk about begging and begging for females at that, not even trying to get through, I mean literally begging. So is that more so the enemy still that they are guests, or the oversaturation of us not talking no power?
Well, see, it's a combination of things. I think these people have been put there on purpose. You see, they signed the Trinidad Jameses on purpose. I was like, why would they sign somebody like this? But now I understand. Like, they're giving us these very simple rappers with horrible messages, right?
Mm-hmm,
and now
mm-hmm.
they'll give you a white rapper who rhymes very, you know, with a better style, you know, that rhymes more in a truer hip-hop fashion. You know what I mean? To make it seem like they're actually more advanced than the black rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But all these white dudes are doing is imitating other black rappers that we don't get to hear on the radio. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? So now these dudes will imitate them, and they'll come out and seem like, yo, listen to how, you know, Macklemore flips his words, or, you know, listen to your boy, you know, whoever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
Mac
mm-hmm.
Miller, Action Bronson, whoever the case. But all they're doing is really imitating more skilled black MCs.
Right, because Action Bronson is Ghostface.
Of course he is.
You know what I mean? You know, to break it, you know, make it, you know, like that. But yeah, man. So Jamal, where does the responsibility from radio lie in this whole situation? Because, you know, they're the ones that inundate our ears with the same 10 songs every day. So what do we do, and how do we, you know, kind of like, you know, defeat that purpose?
Well, we can't rely on mainstream radio. We gotta know that that's part of the problem. You know what I mean? Like, these people exist to program us. That's why it's called a radio program. They're programming with the
paint,
you know, pull that panty to the side and all this type of stuff they're singing. Like, even though they're bleeping out the word, you still know what they're saying.
Right.
Just the content and meaning is still there. You know,
mm-hmm.
so they're corrupting our children with this type of music. So it's like, we got to get away from that type of radio, if anything. You know what I mean? Like we got to start messing with, like, internet radio. Like, things that are more targeted to what you're about and what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Because,
you hear that Rich GQ Powers radio, stand up, man. So, yeah, you get it live and direct, man. No chasing. We in the building. After further review, GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace Sports. He's still live and direct, man. I got Lord Jamal Brand Nubian on the line, man, and we really, really going in tonight. I want to shout out to everybody, man, that's listening to the show. My man Slate on the check-in. Q from Atlanta on the check-in. I definitely got Kia, Angie, and my big brother Greg on the touch base with us, man. So this conversation is definitely rocking. You know, it's really, you know, we could go on all night about this, man, but I definitely just wanted to get down to the bottom line of it and really get it from someone who really, really is on the front lines of it and can really explain and break it down so we could all, you know, walk away from this with an understanding, like, okay, I got that. You know what I mean? Nothing over your head, because it's not really that hard to decipher. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, I appreciate you, Jamal, for taking time with us, man, and really, really, you know, putting it in its proper perspective. Real quick, man, where are you at with the situation with Macklemore, man, putting on the Jewish attire? This is just recently.
It's hilarious. I think it's, you know, it's everything comes around full circle.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, he tried to act as if he was so tolerant and understanding
mm-hmm.
by making that same love song, and he benefited from that crazily.
Mm-hmm.
But we all knew he wasn't sincere about it. You know what I mean? So this is almost like karma coming back now. He's trying to now act like this was a random thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
As far as costume. But come on, everybody that saw it, as soon as I looked at it, I was like, yo, dude looks like the Jewish Humpty Hump. You know what I mean? Like, who is that? And it's funny, Q-Tip sent me that picture. You know, he texted me that picture, and I was like, who's that? And he was like, Macklemore. And I was like, what's the context? Why is he wearing that disguise?
Right.
And he's like, I don't know.
Shout out to Q-Tip, man.
And then I was like, yo, he looked like the Jewish Humpty Hump.
Wow.
So then later, I found out that, you know, he did a show or whatever, and it's funny because he did thrift shop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what are you trying to say? Jewish people are thrifty and cheap, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. I definitely got that. I definitely got
Frank?
You on that, my dude.
Yeah, so
man.
He's trying to sit there. See, this is what's so insulting, right? Because these people try to act like the public is so dumb.
okay, like with their little explanations, just like when I called your man Omar Epps out on the skirt.
And
his response, instead of just saying, you know, my bad, or whatever, he tried to say that his skirt was in on some African, you know, Zulu warrior, warrior, as if he was trying to flip, because he knew it was me, so he tried to flip it on me. He tried to flip it and bounce it and act like I was the uneducated one.
I saw all that, like, and then the situation with Marlon Wayans and all that craziness, I saw all
like
that.
Like, are you going to sit there with a straight face and act like you didn't do what you just did? Like, Matt Lamar, you gotta act like you really didn't think when you looked in the mirror that you looked like some sort of Jewish dude. Like, you didn't see that?
Right.
Like, in his explanation, he's saying that, unfortunately, at the time, I didn't see how it can be misconstrued. Like, what? Mm. And that's when your voice was like, really?
Right.
He said, because if I was going to make an anti-Semitic Jewish character, he said, that would have been my shopping list.
No doubt.
Yo.
You know, so it's like, go ahead.
It's just hilarious. And it's like, but here's the thing, right? Mm. Now you see how the Jews are all up in arms, right?
Right,
but
right.
But if you really think about it, right, white people in hip-hop do this to black people all the time. They're nothing but caricatures of black people. Listen to this Iggy Azalea girl. She's from Australia. But listen to how she rhymes. Listen to her voice. She trying to sound like she's down south. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just down there with a little man. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Even your man, Action Bronson, sounding like Ghost.
Like Ghostface.
Those are characters.
Action Bronson sound just like Ghostface Killer.
Just right, like even from the first one, like Vanilla Ice, when he said, word to your mother. Word to your mother.
That's right.
Yo, we knew that wasn't right. Nobody's saying word to your mother. You know, it was like word to the mother. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't even know how to say it.
He didn't even know how to say it.
It was like word to the mother. It was word to the mother. He's saying word to your mother. You know what I mean? And it's like, and the way they would like fold their arms and stick their mouth out
like they'd official B-boy stance or something.
Exactly.
Those are caricatures of us, and nobody got mad. Mm. They do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, most of these white MCs, that's what they're doing.
Mm.
And what they're trying to get away from, and now this is also why they're giving us certain black rappers who rhyme like they're white. Like they're going real hard with their R's, like the Wiz Khalifas and the Songs and people like that. They rhyme like that to make you more comfortable with how white people talk, so that white people can finally stop having to sound like black people in order to be cool within hip-hop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, they need the black people to be the pioneers of something in order for everybody else to follow.
Mm.
So they actually need a black person to sound white in order for white people to be able to sound white.
it's crazy, but it's true. So I just think that, you know, the way that it's been broken down tonight, man, really, you know, sets an understanding and a light on really what's going on. And if you can't see it for what it is, then I know we can't really help you, because it's been broken down to its simplest compound, you know, from a level of, you know, you're sitting there watching a caricature of yourself and having no, and you're numb to it.
Right.
You know, this is go ahead.
I was just going to say, everything that I say, this is not about complaining or like blaming the white man for everything. Like, I'm just calling you on your BS. You understand?
That's all it is.
I'm being critical. I'm observing certain things, and you know what I mean? It's just being honest.
Definitely.
But people try to act like, oh, you're just old and bitter. You know what I mean?
And to me, that defense is whack.
You know what? Nowadays, people don't know how to accept truth. They don't know how to do it. I don't care how you sugarcoat it. That's why they're allowed to go out there and say and spit some lyrics that makes absolutely no sense. You know what I'm saying? And get away with it. Nobody wants to hear the truth.
You 55, 60 years old talking about turn up. You know what I mean? Stay in your lane, man. Do what you appreciate. What you appreciate. I'm not mad at you for liking and still being down with hip hop and the movement and the culture. I'm not mad at that. But when you try to advance that garbage on me, I'm not feeling it. And I'm gonna tell you. And then for you to say, well, oh, you're old and get with the times. Nah, stay in your lane. That's what I'm gonna say. Because I'm not running around the place talking about turn up for what?
Lane. Like, everybody has a lane, and there's plenty of room in your lane. And
yes,
people feel like they should be arbitrarily be able to swerve into any lane they so feel like because they feel that way. And nature says that that's not right. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just swerve in and out of lanes. That's dangerous. That's dangerous to the other trans people on the highway. You know what I mean? That's right.
That's right.
It's dangerous to you. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, man, because, like, for example, you know, I'm on Twitter a lot, man, left-handed on Twitter. You know, and every time Def Jam, you know, they come with some 2 Chainz this and 2 Chainz that. I go right to 2 Chainz Twitter page and be like, you garbage. You're garbage. And straight like that, you're never going to get me. I don't know how you do it, what you're doing, how you doing it. I'm not mad if you're getting paid or whatever. But as far as from a culture perspective, you can't. No, I will destroy you. I will destroy you from a culture perspective.
I know that's right, Mayor. Listen.
And it gets me upset and it gets me tight because you're turning it around and you're screwing it to some garbage and making it real simplistic and thinking that everybody could do it. Everybody can't do this.
No.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you, though.
Everybody's about that life.
People feel like they can do it. That's what I'm telling you. That's why they're giving us more simpler black rappers and more complex white rappers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it. I see it, my dude.
That's crazy.
Wow.
You know, and again, like you said, Jamal, man, you know, their defense is like, you're out of touch. You know, give somebody a chance, and you're old, and this and that. Nah. Why do you keep saying that? Because I'm up on the current events like you up on current events. I write rhymes like you write rhymes. You know what I mean? My context might be way over your head because I'm not trying to appease to nobody who's simple-minded.
They don't understand. They don't take the time to understand, like, really.
You know, and dumbing down the lyrics and this and that. You're making my point for me when you have to dumb your lyrics down and you admit that.
Yep.
Look, they're quick to call you racist or any number of labels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing they pull out on you is ageism, okay? Quick to say, oh, you're just old, right? But that's the key way to try to disconnect the generations.
Okay.
They're trying to make it so the young kids don't have the benefit of the knowledge of their elders.
Hmm.
So they're trying to pit the elders against the young ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're trying
to
pit us against each other. When actually hip-hop was the only music that could be enjoyed by different generations.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like rock and roll and all of that. Your parents wasn't really messing with that. You see what I'm saying? Like... And like different musics when they was coming up, like it was always a little conflict. Like when jazz came out, the parents of the jazz people, they wasn't necessarily with jazz. But there's a time when, you know what I mean? I love hip hop. My son loves hip hop. You know what I mean? We all love hip hop. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But now they're trying to turn it to where the kids are more into something that is not really hip hop. Now they're trying to change that, and they're trying to put up, and then they're trying to act like it's in the name of just natural evolution. But there's nothing natural about it. This is a calculated thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're changing the
it's
the,
crazy
the
every time we have
all with it.
It's crazy every time we have a barbecue and we don't play that new modern day hip hop, whatever it is they call. Listen. We putting on brand new beans. We putting on Bismarck. We putting on you know what I'm saying, stuff that we actually party to. Like I was explaining to my daughter and them, listen, back then, almost every hip-hop song that came out had a dance to it. What hip-hop song right now had a dance?
And you knew the words.
the nodal
You knew the inflection. You knew when to stop. You knew when to pause. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. Now you, come on. What are you doing? Backing up. You don't even know who you're dancing with now because all you do is turn around with your booty tooting. Come on. Really? We're not even going to get into that battle. Not in my address.
So, yeah, no doubt, man. So we in the building, man. It's a hot one, man. We got like 20 minutes left in the show, man. Let me get a score update right quick because we definitely rocking out tonight, man. Miami 38, Indiana 33, a minute 40 to go in the first half, game two, Eastern Conference Finals. Jamar, man, you know, I can't say enough, man. Thank you enough, man, for checking in. I definitely look forward to you, you know, reaching out sometime when you get some time, man. Let everybody know what's going on, man. I want you to touch on a couple of other things, man, before we let you go. You got the I saw on your page you have this movie, man, that people, you know, might want to be, interested in, man. You want to talk about that for a couple of minutes, man, because I watched the tape, and I got a lot out of it, man. So, you know, you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually from my my manager. She's my acting manager.
Okay.
A woman that I've been with for, you know, quite a few years now. And, you know, she's the one that gets me in front of the camera a lot. Her name is Lillian Sal. And she's also a producer and, you know, she's a director. And she did a documentary on this educator from the South Bronx. Some dude, Pablo, I forget his last name. But, you know, he's a real inspirational person in the community, and his way of teaching teachers and kids was, you know, unorthodox but very effective and all of that. And he ended up dying of liver cancer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, you know, it's his story as well as, you know, the relationship she had with him as he was making the documentary, because, you know, I don't think they expected him to die. Like, when it first started, they was just following him around, and then the course of the years or whatever, it was revealed that he had stage 4 liver cancer or something.
Wow.
So basically, okay. she's doing a Kickstarter campaign right now, you know what I mean? And so, you know, they're trying to raise $50,000, which is, you know, the bare minimum to get a film properly done, you know what I mean? And to be able to get it out to different festivals and stuff like that. So,
That's what it is. Hey, man, you already know I'm not going to let you go, man, without you, you know, giving your shout-outs, do what you do, man. What's up with the Known Associates, man? You know, I know, man. So, you know, you want to tell people about that, your project you got going on, whatever you got going on, man. It's on you.
Yeah, man, I'm just finishing touches on this Known Associates album, you know what I mean? It'd be my second solo album. And, you know, I'm just showing and proving what I feel hip-hop should sound like, you know what I mean? And
definitely.
My hip-hop roots, and you know what I mean? So it ain't going to be no 808s or nothing like that. And, you know, and no trap music or nothing to the strip club. You know what I mean?
No
like,
doubt.
It's just going to be some real New York type of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, definitely,
but
man.
But it's going to be quality. You know what I
okay.
mean? It's always going to be quality. You know
that's
what
we at with it, man. Definitely, man. If you missed the show tonight, man, definitely you can check out the archive. GQ Palace Radio definitely was hot. We went in depth. We had some food for thought tonight, man. Shout out to everybody who called in. Slate, man, Kia, Angie, Greg, my man Q from Atlanta, man. Everybody who's listening, man. Shout out to War Room Sports. My man and them over at the Partly Sunny Cruise Show. This is how it goes down over here after further review, man, all day. Again, man, this is the part of the show where we go around the table, everybody say what they got to say. Kia, if you're still on the line, you got any shout-outs, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
This was a great, great, great dialogue. This was awesome. I mean, you got so much stuff from different perspectives of this whole outcome of everything from the Sam to the of you know it. I really, really, really this is a great dialogue,
No doubt, appreciate you, Angie. You still with us? Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Yes, I'm still here. And,
okay.
Again, it's like a breath of fresh air speaking to somebody from the old school hip hop era generation.
you know. And like you said, I touched a lot of great points tonight on a lot of different things. And when it comes to hip-hop, we could talk all night about
mm-hmm.
that. We could talk all night about that. And if y'all want to call back to GQ Palace tomorrow night, 7 to 9 with the Diva Squad, holla at your girl.
That's what it is, Diva Squad in the building, definitely. I don't know who else I got on the line with me. Anybody else, whoever else is on the line, you know, speak your mind. Let your voice be heard right now, man. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, just want to say peace to everybody.
Slate in the building, that's what's up. Okay.
Another great show, like always, Mayor. You hold it down. Lord J, much love doing your thing, homie. See you in the hood. Be safe, all that. You was dropping jewels every time. And, you know, just God bless. Everybody have a safe, good one, that's all.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. I don't know if Q is still with us from Atlanta, but I appreciate you for calling in, man.
Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure you put that book. Make sure you post that book, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm getting,
okay.
I'm getting ready to drop that right
okay.
now. Jamar,
okay.
Jamar gave us a book to check out. It's called The Born Gay Hoax, if I got that correct, Jay. The Born Gay Hoax. And you can check that out online. It's definitely it's a PDF download, so it shouldn't be all that hard for you to get, you know, if you want to get interested in and read about some things that's going on besides 2 Chainz' latest lyric or anything whack like that. We definitely got into some things. It's Hip Hop Appreciation
Week. The article
is by Matt Walsh. Is that right, Jay? Matt Walsh?
Walsh. Uh-huh.
Matt Walsh is the author of that article, and I'll find
okay.
it for you, Kia, and I'll definitely get it to you because it's definitely interesting. It's very enlightening, and it speaks
right.
to the truth. That's
right.
the main
you know,
thing.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
As I was reading it, because I saw it on Jamar's page, and as I read it, I was just, you know, like nodding my head in agreement, like, yup.
I got to read it now.
Yup. You know
it,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it speaks to them and their insecurities. Because we're all secure in how we feel about it. We're not hiding. We're not cloaking for nobody. We're not perpetrating no stunt. We're saying it how it is and how we feel. They're the ones that can't take it. And their defense is, oh, you're a hater.
Once said, a guilty horse will flinch.
There you go. There you go,
well,
right
get,
there.
Get,
so
get,
again,
get the article. I need to read it tonight. So you know.
Okay, I got you. So again, man.
Yeah.
You know. Real quick sports update, right quick, man. You know what it is, man. Heat and the Pacers getting it in Game 2 Eastern Conference Finals. Minnesota got the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 52 will be in Minnesota in their new stadium. It's going to be off the hook. Shout out to War Room Sports and your Dev. I see you, my dude. Wacko Bob, Sonny Cruz, B. Fernandez, I got you. The Partly Sonny Cruz show was rocking last night because the mayor was on there. NBA draft lottery, Cleveland Cavaliers for the second year in a row got the top pick in the draft. So that is what it is. We here, man. Shout out to GQ Palace, man. I ain't shout out to big homie Rich Money all night because it was going down tonight, man. I got you. Miss Lavina, I see you. You know what I mean? Diva Squad in the building. My man Chicky Chick, I got you tomorrow night. They do their thing. Thursdays is the Belvins all day. Friday is Rich holding it down, the entertainment tip. Sundays, we taking it back to the spiritual Sunday. My man Scribio, Timmy Hunter in the building. Hartley housing all day. Wizzo in the building. You know what it is. Sunday, man. Spiritual Sundays, get with the God. Monday, Unsigned Artist Radio, GQ Palace rocking out. My turn is coming up, Rich. You already know. My turn is coming up. And then Tuesdays, man, is back in the building with the mayor after further review. Great show tonight, man. We did what we did. I still got 12 minutes to talk, and I'm going to definitely talk, man. I hope you got something out of this, man. And any last words? Anybody want to say? I'm giving you the chance to speak your mind. Jamar, I know you got some more you want to add on to it, dude. So if you want, the floor is yours, man. It's wide open for you.
Hey, man, I just want to shout out to you, my man, Des, you know what I mean? We done known each other since we was kids, man.
Yes, sir.
Now Rule, you know what I mean? My whole Now Rule family. I just heard you shout out Scribio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Me, rest in peace to my man, Optimus Wiz.
Yes, sir.
You know? Rest in peace to my man, Star. Shout out my man, Scott X, Grand Poobah, Alamo, old brand new
My favorite.
You know what I mean?
Say my favorite.
Sir.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is. The mayor, you know, the mayor does his thing, man. It's Hip Hop Appreciation Week, so I definitely had to get, you know, Brand New Via Brothers in the building. I had Dottie X on the show, man. Shout out to him. He's doing his thing, man. True Wine kind of stillers all day. Shout out to Grand Poobah, you know what I mean? Shout out Vance Wright, everybody, man. Everybody. Rob G, the whole Hollow Massive, Over the Hill, man. Everything's everything, man. You know, if you got a voice, man, I got a voice. So it is what it is. When the new music drops, man, hit me, man. I got you. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, thanks for everybody for tuning in, man. We didn't really get score heavy tonight, but we got topic heavy. And I hope you got something out of the conversation, man. And, you know, hopefully it'll spur some kind of thought, man, in your thought process, man, where you could kind of, like, you know, go off the beaten track. Because right now you're being led astray. You know, if I could paraphrase, you're being led astray real quick, and us as veterans and as I don't want to say old heads, as experienced heads, we need to be the ones to take you by the wrist and say, nah, you're not doing the right thing.
Yeah,
do it this way.
Exactly.
And
so,
I don't think that's just like our children.
Their only education they're supposed to come from school, supposed to start at home. You know what I'm saying? So. That's all on the same.
I don't think nothing is wrong with it. I think I, like I said, you learn every day. You keep learning.
That's right.
There's no sister. You keep learning. You learn so much stuff. I just learned so much stuff today. I'm just like sitting here like, I can't wait to read that article. You know me about reading.
So again, you know, Kia, it's something that you know what I mean? You might want to holler at them cats in the mother cornball sports group. I give them no love. Because they can't mess with me. This is what I do.
I know. That's why I love it, you know, because you can get so much insight. And there's nothing wrong with you. You sit around a lot of old heads and you listen to what they're saying because they know, you know, and you know me about sports. I just love to listen and hear and put my input where it needs to be.
And that's what it is. And don't let me forget to shout out Miss Tori Nelson, who went last week and defended her WIBO Women's Lightweight Championship against Mia St. John with a second-round TKO. You know what I mean? Even though she didn't give us our interview, our customary pre-fight interview, you know what I mean? She still went out there and handled her business. So shout-out to Miss Tori Nelson. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. You know what I mean? Hey, Mark Kim, I got you on the shirt, my dude. I'm going to get one. I need the extra 3X. I got you. I'm coming through to get mine. Hollow Hut all day, man. Scribio all day. It is what it is, man. GQ Palace Radio, man. We got you. GQ Palace Sports, the math, 646-200-3838. I'm going to cut it off a little bit early tonight, man. A few minutes early, man, because I'm hyped and charged. And I'm about to get out of here and get something to eat, man. Next week, man, the mayor will be back in the building. Doing what I do on the sports tip. Once again, man, thanks to Lord Jamar from Brand Nubian for checking in and hanging out with us, man. Thanks to Q from Atlanta for calling in. Thanks to my man Slate. Thanks to Angie. Thanks to my big brother Greg. You know what I mean? And Kia is definitely in the building. So until next week, man, this is the mayor, man. I gotta put this phone in the ice, man, because it's real hot. I'll talk to y'all next week, man, after further review. Peace.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Palace Sports, after further review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate with Butter Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the Mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Call in. Call in. Call in. Call in. Call in.
Radio. Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's bada bay, bada bay, bada bay, bada bay, bada bay.
Radio, radio, GQ Power, radio, radio.
Yo, what it do, what it be like, it's your boy Mike Hans, a.k.a. Mr. Fix-It, 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, them recording generals and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when I have the further review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's winning.
Hey, 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 hey.
GQ Palace, radio, radio, GQ Palace, radio.